We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the seventh Sunday of Easter, and as we celebrate Ascension Day, is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 11. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you have given me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again as we celebrate your ascension into heaven. The command of your Son, Jesus Christ, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today as we once again celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the book of Acts, the first chapter, with special attention to verse 11. "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, the Lord of our Christian life, yes, men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? That was the question. Two men, or two angels dressed in white, asked, "Yes, men of Galilee, why you stand here looking into the sky?" There's no question about the fact that the 11 disciples and many other followers of Jesus present on that memorable day were in awe and in perplexity as they suddenly saw Jesus ascending into heaven. Perhaps the disciples weren't quite ready to say goodbye to Jesus, as we talked about last Sunday, especially after having spent 3 long years with Jesus during his mission and ministry of healing, of teaching, and of preaching. That was also true of his mother, Mary, and his closest friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And yet here was Jesus, 40 days after his resurrection, ready to ascend to his Father in heaven.
Jesus had finally accomplished his mission and ministry, and the time had come for Jesus to go back to where he came from and sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead, as we confessed again this morning in the second article of the Apostles' Creed. Yes, he sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And so after 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus told the 11 to go to the mountain outside of the city of Jerusalem, Mount Olive, or Olivet. We gave them the great commission we all have memorized over the years. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And then Jesus promised them, saying, "And surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." Not only that, but Jesus also told them in the book of Acts, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And as soon as Jesus said this, we are told by Luke in the books of Acts that Jesus was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. As a matter of fact, in an issue published in the Lutheran Witness a number of years ago, there's an interesting article titled "The Forgotten Holiday." The author wrote, and I quote, "When you think of Christ's ascension into heaven, what sort of image comes to mind? Think about it for just a moment. Do you imagine Jesus lifting up like a rocket ship, becoming smaller and smaller as he travels higher and higher into the sky? Or do you imagine Jesus taking off like Superman?" And the answer to both questions is none of them. Not a rocket ship or even Superman. On the contrary, what does the Bible say? We go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, and Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And then we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, 51, where it says Jesus was carried up into heaven. And finally, but not least, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9, that Jesus was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. In other words, Jesus was literally taken up, carried up, lifted up, almost like an elevator into the sky. As a matter of fact, Jesus was taken up, carried up, lifted up into heaven. And the disciples wondered as they were watching all of this, what are we to make of it? They were not only in awe and perplexity, but they didn't know what to do or what to say. Our text says that the two men or the two angels dressed in white told them, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back again in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. So they were not only confused, astonished, in awe and in perplexity, but they just couldn't understand the whole thing that was happening before their very eyes, even though Jesus told them repeatedly, I am going to ascend into heaven and go back to my Father. I guess they weren't quite ready, were they, to say goodbye to Jesus. As we talked about it last Sunday, remember? Even though Jesus told them over and over, repeatedly. And that's precisely what happened. As Jesus was suddenly taken up into heaven before their very eyes, and a cloud, the King James Version says, enveloped him, hid him from their eyes. And as soon as Jesus disappeared into the sky, we're told that the disciples and all those who were gathered at the Mount of Olives returned to Jerusalem a Sabbath day's walk from the city. And as soon as they arrived in Jerusalem, we're told that they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with all his brothers. Yes, Jesus told them repeatedly that he was going to leave them. But always with the promise, remember, the promise that he would not forsake them, that he would not abandon them. He would send them who? The Holy Spirit, as we talked about it last Sunday. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, who would be with them forever as they continued Jesus' mission and ministry to go and make disciples of all nations. Remember the words of John in his gospel, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. But he didn't stop there. He told them why he had to leave them. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, he will come to you. Now what about us again? What about you and me as we celebrate Ascension Sunday? The same continues to be true today. It hasn't changed. Even though we weren't there physically with the 11 and all the other believers, Jesus also has left us with the promise, and I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Not only that, but that he will come back again, as he promised at his second coming on the last day. And until that happens, Jesus has also given us the Great Commission to carry on his mission and ministry, to go out and share the good news of the gospel. But we don't have to go it alone either, because Jesus has sent us the same counselor he sent his disciples to be with us as we preach in church, as we teach Sunday school, as we witness the gospel to people in our community, the love and forgiveness of Jesus, especially those who are still lost in sin and darkness and unsaved, to the kingdom of heaven. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, the Counselor, as He also guides us and empowers us to go out and share the love and forgiveness of Christ. He doesn't say, sit. What does he say, Marty? He says, go. Yeah, and make disciples of all nations. We Lutherans are very comfortable sitting in church Sunday morning. It's more difficult to go out there and walk from door to door and tell everybody about Jesus. Prayer today be the words of the opening hymn. All praise to you, ascended Lord, all glory ever be to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost through all eternity. Yes, Ascension Day should not ever be celebrated as a forgotten holy day, but also remembered as a very important day in the life of the Christian church, just like Easter and Christmas, Pentecost, Holy Trinity Sunday, and all the other festivals of the church. So God bless us on this memorable Ascension Day as we worship Him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and give Him all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.